Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello. Today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking about how on earth do you pick an email automation system?
Before we get into that, though, we've got an invitation for you. No, we're not getting married. It's more exciting than that. We're doing a really cool online workshop that will help you as a course creator, a membership site owner, or a coach to get a better return on investment from your email marketing. We're sharing a bunch of the secrets that we've found that we and our top performing students are really getting the benefit of, and we're going to share them with you completely for free on this class. Just come and hang out with us. You can register at emailmarketingheroes.com/ROI. We'd love to see you there.
Absolutely. So he uses his next door neighbor as a sign from the universe about whether to hang the washing out to dry or not. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
And he doesn't understand Oreos. It's psychological mind reader Kennedy.
Tell me about your neighbour then. What's this crack about the universe and your neighbour? Like, does your neighbour like have? Does he like read tea leaves, or he can tell by the flavour of the air whether you put your washing?
Well, I used to ask Alexa whether or not, and Alexa's not in this room, which is the only reason I can say it. Alexa. I used to ask Alexa, is it going to rain today? And then she gives you this really cryptic answer of, there's a 52% chance at 4 p.m. What does that mean? Anyway, so now instead, I've decided I'm going to put all of the weight of this decision on Marie, who lives next door. And if Marie's put her washing out, I'll put my washing out. If Marie hasn't, it's going on the clothes horse.
I've got to say, I feel like I designed that element of Alexa, because if I had, and you asked that question, I'd be like, my first is in whimsical, but my second is in...
The only thing is, the other day, this fell apart, because I just peered a little bit over the fence, and she didn't have her washing out, and I decided I was going to chance it anyway. Hung my washing out, and it belted down with rain.
Bloody hell, that's unreliable. Put a little note through a
door.
The
minute you go off the system, it all goes wrong.
Yeah, your trust in hers well and truly damaged. Yes, it does. I would write a strongly worded email. Hello, this is the show where we give course creators, coaches, and membership site owners everything you need to use psychology-driven email marketing and be the email marketing hero of your business with a brand new episode every Email Marketing Wednesday!
Bloody Email Marketing Wednesday. It's Wednesday! It's just Wednesday.
Hit subscribe on your podcast player of choice to make sure you don't miss out any episode as it drops every Email Marketing Wednesday.
And as you're listening to this, take yourself a nice little photograph, a selfie, or a screenshot of the podcast episode. Share it on the social medias, on Instagram and Twitter, and tag us at Rob and Kennedy. We love to see what you're listening to, genuinely, and share it on our platform too.
E, Rob, by the way, D, my friend D, very close friends, D564 exclamation point, very good, we go way back to iTunes, D564 exclamation point, exclamation mark, wrote a very nice review on the iTunes about the show, so thank you to everybody who is doing that, by the way. If you're on the Apple Podcasts, do leave us a review, and we'd love to read it out on the show, because we'd like to know that you're out there, like to know what's helping you out with, and what things you're finding useful. So D564 exclamation mark said, this show changed my email marketing life. I have listened to the show for around a year now, and it's enabled me to go from zero subscribers to building a solid list of ideal clients who actually buy from me. The content these guys share on the show is worth thousands, but they give it away for free. Rob and Kennedy seriously know their stuff, and they're also so entertaining. I think that's a typo. She put Rob in there by mistake. This is honestly one of my favorite podcast of all time. Thank you. Well, thank you, D564 exclamation mark.
That's so kind. Let's dive into this then. We get asked all the time, what email marketing platform should I use? And it's a really difficult question to answer. So we thought, I know, let's make a podcast episode where we're going to show you how difficult it is to answer. The problem with that question is there are so many of them. And first of all, let's very quickly talk about what we're talking about as email automation system. This is what used to be called like an autoresponder back in the day. Some people still use that word. Even some of the platforms still use that word. But of course, as time has gone on and technology has developed, back in the day, we were excited that we could just get somebody's email address and merge their name into an email saying, hi, first name. Like, that was exciting at the time. But now you can do so much cleverer stuff with making decisions and automated sequences of emails and all kinds of cool stuff. And different platforms obviously have different amounts of what they can do. And the truth is, they're all really great and they're all really terrible, all at the same time. And that's because none of them do everything that we want the way that we want it. And this is true of everything in life, isn't it? Right? Anything you could possibly buy has a bunch of stuff it does really well and a bunch of stuff that it does poorly, and there's a bunch of stuff that really irritates you and you think, oh, if only they could do this the way that that platform's done it, but everything, keep everything else the same. It's like you try to design your perfect partner, isn't it? I want them to be 6'2" and have this hair and that color eyes and one of these. Yeah, that's what we're looking for here. So none of them do everything
one
we
of
want.
These
one of these. I didn't want to go too filthy on the podcast.
We're keeping it explicit, not x-rated. All right, folks, all right. There's a fine line and Rob's teetering towards it with one of these. So I think one of the things we have tested, and I certainly did a lot, I almost switched to one, was these all-in-one platforms, you know, where they'll host your member site, they'll allow you to deliver your programs, they allow you to do your appointment scheduling and your email marketing and your automation and your calendar. Like, they do they build your pages for you, all that stuff. And they what I found, because I was literally about to go into one of these, and actually I built my entire membership site out for one of my other businesses in it, and I just realized that it was doing all of those things okay. It was like mediocre at everything. It probably was great at one particular thing. It was maybe really good at building a member site or really good at building a page or something. But then the email marketing sucked and I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do. Or it could do, and this is the most frustrating bit for me, is it can do it, but it's really bloody hard to do it in that platform. Like, I'm not surprised people say, oh, email automations are really difficult. And you find out which platform they're using, you go in that platform. You're damn right it's difficult, but it doesn't have to be. So one of the things that we decided, and we keep trying to question this because we think somebody's going to create the all-in-one platform that makes everything work beautifully, where it'll build pages and membership sites and email and everything all together, and they'll make it great. We've not found it yet. And the truth is, I don't think it's going to be possible. But we'll keep looking. We'll keep looking because we still have hope. But the thing is, what we prefer to do is try and get the best in class for each thing that you need that your budget will allow. So that's what we've done. We've gone for what we believe the best in class that our budget allows us to do for the situation that we're in for each piece of the puzzle. So for email marketing, we use what we think is the best in class for the budget we've got. And there's some conditions around that. It's to do with your list size and what it is you want to do with them and all these different types of things, how complex automations you want to do or not, all this kind of stuff. And also, we've done the same with what's the best platform to host a membership site on? What's the best platform to build your pages in? And then you put budget on top of that, and we'll get into some of those conditions in a minute. And that's what we think we should do. We think we should all be going for the best you can afford. It's like anything, isn't it? Like, which new computer should you get? Well, the best one you can afford, really, you know. And there's always going to be bigger computers, better computers. There's going to be bigger and better. Like, we don't use HubSpot, but it's probably the absolute platinum standard of automation systems. I've actually never logged in, I don't know. But in our situation, we don't use HubSpot. If you're at another level, you might use like Microsoft Dynamics. That's a different type of business tool, right? But we don't.
And it's one of the problems with outsourcing this decision, right? And asking other people for their opinions is you want to get the best thing that you can afford, like Kennedy said. But if you go and ask, like the, you know, the director of cinematography for Steven Spielberg, what camera should I buy? I can tell you, he's going to tell you what's the best camera to use. He's going to tell you a camera that I can tell you, well, we can't afford it. I don't know about you. Whereas if you go and ask somebody who's just doing this in the trenches every single day, and you know, what's the best camera to use for my situation with my budget and everything else, you're going to get a much more specific answer. But on the budgeting piece, and this is going to sound like quite a flippant thing to say, but we suggest that you pay now for the business you intend to have in a bit, based on the fact that email marketing will get you the highest ROI. Here's what I mean by that. If you're going to do email marketing, it's going to make you money. It just is. And if you're not going to do email marketing, well, you don't need an email marketing platform. You don't need to bother getting one, right? But and what I mean by that is, if you're going to take it seriously and you're going to put the effort in, you're going to send emails and that, it's going to make you money. So here's the problem. Some of the marketing platforms will, some of the automation platforms will lure you in with a free account or a super cheap account up front. But once you get to 10,000 subscribers, it becomes more expensive than a different platform. And moving, whilst possible, is a pain in the neck. One of the questions we find it hardest to answer is, how do I move my thing from this platform to this platform? That's such, like, what's the process? What's the order? We've done it, and it's a really hard thing to do. So the best thing you can possibly do is to say, well, I'm taking my business seriously. I'm going to do email marketing. And I'm going to put my all into it. I'm going to make it work. And therefore, I'm going to invest now. And we're not talking thousands and thousands and thousands. We're going to invest now for the list I'm going to build. I'm going to build a list of 5,000 people. I'm going to build a list of 10,000 people. So I'm going to get a platform now that will still be affordable then. Like I said, some of the ones that are free or cheap to get started will, like, lure you in with that. And then when you get a big list, it becomes really expensive.
It's not just about the price as well, because if you've got 100 subscribers, you can be fairly manual about the things you do. You can go like, oh, when this happens in the business, I'll go in and I'll tag them, or I'll move them up that list. When you get more subscribers, like 500, 600, 700, 800 subscribers, you need to have a level of email marketing automation within that. There needs to be some automation stuff in there. So make sure it allows you to do the kind of automation that you're going to need to be able to do as you grow the list within that budget as well, right? In fact, I mean, I'll be honest, like, there was a point a little while ago when I said to Rob, right, I'm going through the bank statement, and I'm like, I'm the ruthless cost-cutting one in the business. Although Rob's getting pretty good at it now as well, actually. But at the time, it was just me, like, being brutal, wasn't it? And I said, can we reduce how much we're paying for our email marketing platform, weren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, literally said, could we, you know, we're paying like $150 a month right now. That allows us to have up to 4,500 subscribers in our platform. And just by the way, that's just as a total aside, let's not let that fact glide through. We are Robin Kennedy, founders of Email Marketing Heroes, the hosts of the Email Marketing Show podcast, and our list is like 4,500 subscribers. We haven't got a list of 150,000 subscribers, but this year that list of about that sits at about 4,500 subscribers right now, we'll make about $500,000 in sales from that list. So here's the thing: if it costs us like $150 a month, which it does, to have 4,500 subscribers in our platform, which we do, that means this year we'll spend $1,800 on that platform. That's $150 a month multiplied by 12 months is $1,800. But from that $1,800, from those 4,500 subscribers, which cost us $150 a month to host and to be able to email, we'll make about $500,000 back in sales. So do you really think we're bothered about the fact it's going to cost us $1,800 in platform fees? That's because we've managed to get it to the point where we make on average $12 per subscriber per month. Even if we only made the sort of industry stated average that they, whoever they are, talk about of $1 per subscriber per month, we'd still be making $54,000 a year from an $1,800 annual investment. And obviously we pay it monthly, so cash flow wise, you don't have to worry about having that much money up front. So if you've got a list of 1,000 people, 500 people, 100 people, 5,000 people, or a bigger list than us of 10,000 people, it's not going to cost you the earth and sky to put them in a really good platform. And you should never be worried about your email marketing bill. If you're worried about your email marketing bill, that means you're not doing email marketing, or you're not putting your all into it. And actually, your email list is sort of sat there relatively dormant. Again, sounds like a really flippant thing to say, but you should never be worried about your email marketing bill.
Yeah, totally. So how do you actually go about picking the one for you? So there's a couple of things you want to do. First of all, don't go to a Facebook group and say, which email platform should I use? Because that crowdsourced answer is going to be useless. Everyone's talking about their favorite, the one that's working for them. You need to find out what's going to work for you, your particular situation. So you're going to write down a couple of things, right? Well, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to take a trial or a month, a risk a month subscription to maybe the top three or four that you think might be, maybe five, that you might be interested in. So some of them offer a free trial if you can, go and do that. If not, risk 1 month, because risking 1 month on a bunch of them is going to be faster, less frustrating than having to move later. Okay, the next thing you're going to look at is how many subscribers am I expecting to have in, say, 4 years' time, 4 to 5 years' time. That's the number of subscribers you need to price the monthly costs at, right? But like Rob said, To be honest, because you should be making a really good return on investment for your email marketing, if you listen to the show and you apply the stuff we talk about here, you'll be doing a good job. If you're a member of the league, you should have no problem at all getting those kind of results, all right? Certainly beating the $1 per subscriber per month using the stuff that we use and implementing that in your business. So then when you've got your five accounts, what you're going to do is these. You're going to test them for the following things. One, can I do what I want to do? And what I mean by that is choose an activity that you want to be able to set up. Something that is not so complex that's going to take you ages to set up in that platform, but something that tests the abilities. Can it? So for us, we want to be able to make sure we can put people into automations, take them out of automations based on when they buy stuff, tag them and move them around so they're in multiple automations at the same time. We want to be able to do a bunch of stuff because the way we like to do our email marketing. Right? Can you do that in each of these platforms? And any that fall down at that first hurdle, guess what? End the account. Close the account. That's fine. They've made the decision easier for you. And that's what's important. It's for you. Next, as I like to say, which one of them, when you're using it, makes you want to throw your laptop out the window the least? Right? Which one do you like the way it looks, the way it works? So for a big example of that, it sounds simple, but depending on how your brain works, this will be a make or break. A major difference between ActiveCampaign and Keep, formerly Infusionsoft, is the automation builder, the campaign automation builder, in Keep goes horizontally from left to right. You build things in a chain from left to right. And that suits some people. Whereas ActiveCampaign goes vertically. It goes from top to bottom, and you connect things going one underneath the other. And when you're building it, you'll just realize, I prefer doing it this way or that way. Which one actually works better for the way your brain naturally works? Because we're going to try and reduce the amount of friction and resistance you have to doing your email marketing by having tools that align with the way you already think. That's really, really important. All right? And then the last question to ask is, and this is an unusual one, but do I have people around me doing the same thing as me, like selling courses, or if you've got a membership or a coaching program, whatever, using this platform? So, for example, we see members of the league who are all selling courses and memberships and coaching programs and expertise and small businesses that are typically using one of a handful of platforms. So any one of those is great. Whereas if you come to us with one of these ones that we've never heard of, we're going to be like, is that the best platform? Now, of course, new platforms are emerging all the time and all that sort of stuff. That's a separate issue. But in general, you want to make sure other people are using it so they've got answers to questions. You can get real answers rather than having to dig around the forums.
So let's kind of wrap this up with our personal recommendations, because after all, that's probably what you really want. So what do we think? Well, like we said, you should try a bunch of them. You should give, and we've given you some general rules and parameters and sort of rules to live by over this episode. But if you're looking for our personal recommendations, if you are a course creator, a membership site owner, a coach or consultant, then in our opinion, you should probably take a look at Keep, formerly known as Infusionsoft. That's the one we mostly use. ActiveCampaign is a really good contender against that, or ConvertKit. For us, those three are the ones that I would say take a trial or try them somehow. Keep, ActiveCampaign or ConvertKit. If you know someone who's got them, ask if you can come and sit and look over their shoulder for an hour while they show you how stuff is done. Even that is a good chance to try this out. Ask if you can hop on a Zoom call with somebody and just show me around. Some of them will even have sales folks who will jump on and let you take a look around inside it, and you can say, show me this bit and show me that bit and show me the other bit. Although I would rather go to a friend than a salesperson. So Keep, formerly known as Infusionsoft, ActiveCampaign or ConvertKit are probably the ones that I would go and look at. We actually have a really cool special deal for Keep customers, which we'll pop a link to in the show notes as well. So you'll be able to go and check that out if you want to.
Totally. Now, of course, the big focus of all of this is to make sure that you're getting the highest return on investment, making the most sales from every subscriber on your email list, whichever platform you are using. And we are always wanting to share ideas on what it is we're doing to get such a high return on investment. But now let's get into this week's
subject line of the week.
So this one is the 25-second advert. advert, as in the 25-second long advert, not like 25 and like second, the 25-second advert. It was actually a really short email. Sometimes it's really good to just make your it follows our full strategy of like story, lesson, offer effectively, but it was done in 10 lines or 15 lines or something. And it was literally just about the fact that I went to somebody's website and 25 seconds later I'd left and I was on Facebook and I saw their advert appear in my newsfeed. And the good marketing shouldn't take very long. And that's one of the really cool things about email marketing. So the 25-second advert, I think it works because of specificity, curiosity. People want to know, what is it? Is it a 25-second long advert, which is what I think most people will be expecting it to be. So this week's is the 25-second advert.
Subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Wait! Have you not subscribed to the podcast yet, you absolute lunatic? Do us a favour, hit this subscribe button on your podcast player to make sure next Wednesday when the brand new episode lands, you're the first to know about it and it automatically pops into your ears. And of course, because we know that you also know other people who are selling their services and products online who would get massive value from doing better email marketing, do us a favor, share the fact that you're listening to this podcast right now on your social media. Spread the word about the email marketing show. Otherwise, we'll see you next week and we'll see some of you on the web class as well. See ya.